All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khwai-Ange Shachlach from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have our brother here, Wegadesk, thank you for making it over. It's so awesome that you made it.
Of course, bro. My pleasure. Thanks to all the listeners, Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, we have our subject today, and it's going to be on purpose. And we have some other guests coming in today. Of course, we have our brother Wegadesk here. We have Kanavar, the music coordinator here up at CGSF. He's going to be joining us later on.
Yeah, he's amazing, that guy.
Yeah, and we also have my brother Shkwai Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC. He's going to be joining us, and we're going to try to get a hold of Lady Fima, but it's most likely she won't be able to make it, but we'll be continuing on our show, and we have some awesome music coming up. The first song of the week is going to be dedicated to Nbubi Ishkin, and he's from California.
Okay.
And he's a Ntlakemch warrior chief, and his song is AC/DC, Highway to Hell, and it's from Down Under.
All right.
Yeah, and then we're going to have some Leonard Cohen, a Canadian boy. Everybody knows him, and that's dedicated to Roger. And then we're going to have some Golden Earring cover, their song called Radar Love. And they're, of course, from Netherlands. We're going to hear some information from our brother Kanavar. And then we're going to go to Poland, and we're going to listen to a band called Gotia and their song Dark Magic Music. And then also we're going to get to Brazil and listen to the Kiefness and Mariana Miranda and their song Fiera de Mangueiro.
Awesome.
That's a pretty cool song. So anyways, we're going to get this show started. So we're going to play some music from AC/DC Down Under and their song Highway to Hell. So
yeehaw.
Yeah, let's get this show on the road. Rock and roll.
Leave me
awesome.
Man,
a classic.
On the Highway to Hell from AC/DC, all the way from Down Under.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, so we're going to get the show on the road here, and we're going to ask our brother, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. This is my favorite part of living, is breathing. Mm. And if we could just take a minute or two to do three really good deep breaths for our body. Let us relax our body. Let us relax our belly and our lips and our mind, our shoulders. Really feel like a melted cube of ice, just a nice puddle of water. And as we breathe in, I encourage you to think about your abundances, how healthy you are, the happiness that you have in your life. And as we exhale, just let everything go. Absolutely clean slate. And that should pump us up real good. So let's go. 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Yeah, and don't be shy to sigh a little bit. That's a real healthy part of the exhale. Here we go. And one more, all the way in. Fill them lungs up. Thank you.
Ooh, man, that's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Just feeling that oxygen hit the blood and get into the brain. It's just so uplifting and gets you all pumped up.
Invigorating, right?
Oh, yeah.
It gives us what we need.
Absolutely.
And it's right there. It's free. It's all around us all day, every day. Like I say, if I were to get up and not miss one deep breath all day, I would be performing at my best, because I know if you do the simple things perfectly, then everything else falls into place.
Mm, so true. Yes, so we have our subject today, and it's on purpose. And I'd love to hear your words on that purpose.
Thank you, Chief. And in that single word, we can, our mind is like, kind of makes me think, well, yeah, why are we here? This incredibly mysterious, complicated human experience. What is our purpose here? And personally, after out of all the digging I've done, out of all the rabbit holes I've been down, our purpose is to feel good. And to feel good for as long as we can, because some things make us feel good, but they're not actually good for us, like drinking and alcohol and that kind of stuff. So it's not just about feeling good, but it's a wholesome type of feeling good, where deep inside of us, we are authentically appreciative and grateful for everything going on in our life. And that's tough. That because we're constantly bombarded with ulterior motives and agendas and businesses and all this stuff that, you know, wants to do what they want to do with us. Hmm. And that can be hard to be really grateful for where we are in life. But I kind of imagine everybody on Earth in the golden age feeling amazing, and how maybe another creature, God, the creator of the universe, feels. Hmm. 8, 10, 12 billion people happy and healthy. That's going to make God feel good. Mm-hmm. And then God's going to be able to perform better. And God's going to be able to do all that stuff, because, of course, God wants us feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about purpose, you know, it's very simple to say, oh, feel good as often and, you know, all the time. That's really easy. But as a process of kind of ironing out the kinks in our life that will allow us to do that, that gets a little more complicated. And how do we offset that complication? With something simple like deep breaths. Mm. So maybe our purpose is to just deep breathe as often as we can, you know? Whatever it is, definitely keep it simple, keep it enjoyable. And I think there's like a really good Buddhist saying, and they say, like, if it feels good, it's good. If it feels bad, it's bad.
Mm.
You know? And so it's really simple stuff. And yeah, just improving ourselves, improving the community around us. Purpose is such a big thing in our life, because I know a lot of people wonder, why are we here?
Hmm.
And we may not ever know the answer, but I do know that if you feel good every day, it makes whatever it is we're supposed to do here a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable.
Hmm.
How about you, Chief? What do you think about purpose?
Well, for me, I tie it all into, like, what we believe and think here as CJSF and as Free Voices. You know, we believe in culture, traditions, and heritage. And we know that these are vital to any human being and to the positive growth of humanity. And so for me, I found that, you know, following culture, my own culture, my own traditions, and my own heritage brought me to a purpose, and it brought me to a path and direction. And I found that, you know, my purpose for me, myself, is to bring positivity into myself and to reflect it on those around me and those that are listening. Like on our station, we have international people mm-hmm. from all over the world. And it brings me great joy to know that I have a purpose in my life to bring this positivity and growth to humanity. And it's been served me very well. I know that I do get confirmation from time to time from my ancestors and Counselor Fari even. And it's just something so healthy that we can all proclaim and to achieve. And it's just a blessing that we're able to come onto this radio program and station. And I really send a lot of gratitude out to our director here, Magnus, Jesse, Conavar, Robin. These are the pillars of CJSF. And it's just such a great honor and privilege to have to be able to work with them and achieve these goals. It's just a blessing.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah, that's my take on it. And I guess we're going to have to carry on with the rest of our program here. And we're going to get to another song. And this one's dedicated out to Roger, our former co-host here. He was a very big voice here at Free Voices. He's passed on, but we still remember and
absolutely
know all his loves and likes. And also, I dedicated out to Iron Horse, the son of Counselor Fari. He's always been a big inspiration for me also. So without further ado, we're going to go and listen to Leonard Cohen and his song Hallelujah, and it's a insane piano cover. So we're going to have that, and upcoming next we're going to have our brother Conavar coming in.
Right on.
So enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
Boy, man.
Nice.
That beautiful. Was Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen, and an insane piano cover. And that was from a man named Toms Musenik. Musenik's.
And, awesome.
Yeah, very, very powerful, strong.
Going from Highway to Hell to that, we play it all here at Free Voices.
The voices are free.
That's right.
For sure. Yes, so we have with us, we have our brother Kanavar. He's the music coordinator here up at CJSF. And we'd love to hear some words on you about purpose. And also, after that, we'll do some talking about one of the other bands we have on our list. So, yeah, we'd love to hear some.
Purpose, as in, it's interesting. Purpose means something different to everyone. And what someone finds as their purpose, you may not understand. And as someone who spent a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in the classical music world and the music industry, sometimes purpose feels like it's just out of reach and you're not sure why you're doing this. But then you have times where you feel validated and you feel very confirmed in your choice going down those slightly harder roads. And it takes time to find one's purpose. And I also think that it's not a singular thing. I think it's a blend of many different avenues and experiences that people have in their lives that leads to kind of a condensing or a distilling. And then when you find that point, when you find something that you can sustain yourself with, something that gives you joy, something that helps the world, and something that, you know, improves your environment, then I feel that that is a proper purpose. Mm-hmm. Right now, my purpose is to provide good music to the radio station. Mm-hmm. And I've been given a lot of tools to do that. And it takes some honing, and it takes some really attentive and detailed work to make sure that we're providing as much good music to everyone as possible. So I feel that in my capacity as the head of the music department here at CJSF, my purpose is to provide the hosts with as much tools and good music so that it makes it easy for them to produce their radio program. And that's a common thread I've found throughout my life, that I enjoy helping people and I enjoy making it easier for people to do good things in their life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service, bro.
Oh, no worries. Mm-hmm. I was very fortunate to be supported in my efforts by my folks and by my community, and I'm eternally thankful for that, because I know not everybody has the support, especially if they're going into something that's creative. They may not have that support behind that, and maybe be viewed as an outsider, and especially in classical music, it's a bit of an antiquated thing. It's an older thing. However, it heals your soul when you find your purpose.
That's for sure. And we have some music from Golden Ear. It's a cover from Shut Up and Kiss Me.
Mm-hmm.
And their song is called Radar Love, and that's coming up next. And I found your information on all these great artists so amazing. And you were the one that was telling me, like, where they were from. And
So Radar Love is a track, and it was kind of like their biggest hit by the band Golden Earring. And they're from the Netherlands, so they're a Dutch band. And it's regularly been rated as one of the best, like, driving or road trip songs.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it even was voted a number one driving song in a Planet Rock poll, as well as Australian Musician Magazine and a BBC Canada poll. So,
wow, here we go.
Yeah, it's well known as being, you know, something you throw on right after CCR when you're driving kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. I remember the first time I ever heard it, it was back in, I think, the late 80s. And I heard it for the first time, and I was just like, I was blown away. I was like, where the hell did this come from?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know, and I just found out today.
Yeah. It's. I looked it up when it was recorded. It was from 1973, so you were right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, early 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was just pretty, such a powerful song that it's always been in my memory banks, and every once in a while, I've always had it in my playlist from the download years.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the first ones on the list. So yeah, pretty special song. And I really thank you for coming in and joining us at the spur of the moment here. And
always a pleasure. Absolutely. Free Voices is such a, I feel so much better when I come on Free Voices. Mm. So.
Definitely. And I got to say, something that all three of us have had in common with our purpose is the positive effect in our environment, right, and on our community.
Mm.
And for anybody that might be struggling out there, wondering what your purpose is, it's always helpful to try putting your community first when you're making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it forces you to at least pretend that you have abundance,
mm,
so that then you can look after other people first, and mm, somehow the cycle completes and you find yourself abundant.
Mm. Absolutely.
Awesome. So, well, we thank you and appreciate you for joining us.
Of course, no worries.
And we're looking forward to having you on our program again soon.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And, absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll have to say bye for now.
Thank you. Adios, amigos. I'll catch you later.
Yeah. Lots of love, bro. Thank you.
So we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to play you Golden Earring cover, Radar Love.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah. So stay tuned. Enjoy, everyone.
Wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, saying I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she's lonely and the longing gets too much, she sends a cable. Radar love. Radio's playing some forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. The rose has got me hypnotized, and I'm spinning into a new song. Almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars go down real slow. And the radio plays that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang, he sang song. Come for come.
we're back. That was Radar Love, Golden Earring.